International opposition is growing. On the Sobrady, Fox News. Not only is Russia facing fierce resistance in Ukraine, it's also facing a cascade of punishments around the world for the invasion. And we're just getting word that Ukraine's president has applied to join the European Union as Europe toughens its response to the war. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
At least one example, Switzerland is normally neutral, but says it's joining the European Union in sanctioning Russia. It's a popular place for wealthy Russians to park their money. The Swiss move comes after the EU announced it would send weapons to Ukraine in an unprecedented step for the bloc.
The world cannot afford that the powerful country smashes the neighbour.
That's the EU's chief diplomat, Josep Borrell.
And this, for us Europeans, is an existential threat, and we'll do everything we can in order to stop it.
Germany, in another sharp deviation from recent history, is also sending weapons. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Financial sanctions having a ripple effect on the Russian economy. In U.S. dollars, the Russian ruble is now worth less than a penny. The United Nations General Assembly holding a rare emergency session. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.N., Sergei Kaslyda, says the country is paying the ultimate price for freedom and security for the world, not just for Ukraine.
If Ukraine does not survive, international peace will not survive.
The UN Security Council hold its latest meeting later today, focusing on the developing humanitarian crisis. A half million Ukrainians have already fled to neighboring countries, while many more are in bomb shelters. New satellite images show a three-mile-long line of Russian military vehicles, perhaps preparing an attempted siege of the capital, Kyiv. In Belarus, Russian and Ukrainian delegations have been holding talks. There's no hint of any diplomatic breakthrough. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Public concern about the spread of coronavirus is dwindling, just as federal health officials change masking recommendations. A new Associated Press poll shows a public shift since January.
The findings say just one quarter of Americans are very worried they'll catch COVID, compared to a third who expressed the same last month. Though the same poll still shows half the nation feels masking in public is needed, but that's down from about three quarters from the middle of 2020. The CDC just last week announced it would now concern itself with the number of hospital admissions as opposed to positive test results when recommending communities use masks.
Fox's Evan Brown. Today's the deadline set by baseball owners to reach a deal with locked out players for the regular season to start on time. An eighth straight day of talks in Jupiter, Florida, at the stadium where the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals would normally be having spring training. Meantime, Derek Jeter just announcing he's stepping down as the Marlins CEO after less than 5 years on the job. The NFL making more moves to expand its fan base.
To most people around the globe, the word football means soccer, but the NFL is making deeper strides to turn American football into an international sport. Today, the league announced that next season, five teams will play games outside of the United States. The Green Bay Packers will become the last of 32 teams since 2007 to play a game in London. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will take part in the NFL's first regular season game in Germany, in Munich. Over the next 4 years, Munich and Frankfurt will host NFL regular season games. The New Orleans Saints will play a game in the UK for the third time next season. The Jacksonville Jaguars, whose owner Shad Khan said London has served as the Jaguars' home away from home since 2013, will return to Wembley Stadium. The Arizona Cardinals will play a game in Mexico City.
Fox's Jared Max. Specific matchups and dates still to come. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow's down 132, but the Nasdaq's higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.